It's 12:40 p.m. on day 16. That's Sunday, 1st of June, first day of winter in Australia. It's a bright sunny day where I am. Temperature probably in the low 20s centigrade. Nice following breeze blowing me along. And I've got just about 40 kilometres to go to reach the Barkley Homestead Roadhouse, which is my goal for the day. It seems early to finish, but I started at 2 a.m. Got up at 1 a.m. at Camel Wheel, where I stayed last night. And it's been a pretty straightforward run to here. There was a slight headwind early while it was still dark, but once the sun came out, the breeze swung around to come from behind me. The countryside's been mostly savannah, lots of straw-coloured grass, very red soil, some scraggly gum trees, none of them all that high. A bit rolling in places, so a few times I've crested hills where I've been able to see quite a long distance. That includes when I left Camel Wheel this morning. I could still see the lights at Camel Wheel when I was about 20 to 30 kilometres away if I looked back. So you can see a long way in the dark here. And the light too, the humidity's not very high at all. Visibility's good. It was another clear starlit night. It was a quarter moon, but that didn't come up until an hour or so before dawn. And once again, I was listening to the Test cricket on the ABC as I went along, which is broadcast from about midnight through to about 8 a.m. So the timing's good. I slept better than I expected to in Camel Wheel. They had their camp draft, which is like a rodeo there, yesterday. And I was lucky enough to get a very basic cabin. I didn't think I would get any accommodation. In the first place I tried was booked out. But the second place had one cabin. It was clean enough. And you could hear the music from the pub going all over town until about midnight, but then they stopped and there didn't seem to be that much noise after that. Certainly a lot of stockmen and other people in town, a lot of them Aboriginal, all looking very authentic, which I'm sure they were. The pub was a bit of a sight during the afternoon. I went for a walk around town and there are all these stockmen in various get-ups, you know, mainly jeans, belt buckles, boots, big hats, draped all over the veranda of the pub in various small groups drinking beers and stuff. It was quite a sight, and then later on a few girls in horses rode up as well to have a beer. So it was a very Australian outback country event, and the pub was obviously jumping last night. A lot of country and western music, but also some rock, and you could hear people shouting and stuff, but like I say, after midnight didn't make much noise, and I was tired enough. I went to bed soon after 6 p.m. and still managed to get quite a reasonable sleep. Got up at 1 a.m, quietly got ready and snuck out of the compound where the huts were and the camping ground was, and hit the road. After about 70 or 80 k, by which time I'd crossed into the Northern Territory, the border's about 15 kilometres west of Camel Wheel. There's a police station called the Avonsdown Police Station, which is really just plonked in the middle of nowhere. It's like a homestead. They must have access to plenty of bore water because they've got nicely maintained lawns around the place and a few lights going and stuff, so it's like a little oasis in the desert. And I remembered from last time, and it was still available, they have an urn of hot water permanently on the go there, and free coffee or tea for anybody who wants it. The idea being to encourage drivers to make a stop and not travel when they're tired. So even though I was there at 5 a.m. in the morning and there was nobody else around, I still could help myself to a nice hot cup of coffee, which was just the right time for me because I generally start to get a bit drowsy around 5, 5:30, and hooked into some of the biscuits I was carrying and enjoyed that. Then I had a funny incident as I was leaving town. Well, not that funny. That was as I was just riding out of town, I reached into the pocket of my jacket to get my radio out. I usually keep it in a little bag on my handlebars. The reception's better. And as I pulled the radio out of my jacket pocket, I accidentally pulled out one of those little plastic bags with button and spare material that comes with coats quite often. I knew it was in there, but I hadn't done anything with it. Anyway, it sort of flicked out, and I didn't want to lose it. I did a fairly sort of an emergency U-turn on the road, and nearly lost my balance and it didn't quite come off, but nearly. And in that process, really had to step hard on the pedals to try and keep my momentum. Anyway, I went back up the road and back again. Couldn't find the little plastic bag and just gave it away. Anyway, after that, I was fairly annoyed to find that my gears were slipping in the top three cogs on the back chain ring. It was very annoying. I could get the first five or six, but I couldn't get the last three, which are the ones I need for travelling faster. And every time I changed up, they just kept on slipping. So it was pitch dark, there was no lights anywhere, there was nowhere to stop, to lean the bike up, to sit down, do whatever. So I resolved to just use the gears that I had until it got light enough to stop, and then figured I was that my emergency U-turn had somehow upset the calibration on the gears, and that I had to do some cable adjusting to get the gears right. Anyway, so I did that, and I rode for an hour and a half until there was a bit of light around, and then I stopped to have a look at the gears, and guess what? The little plastic bag that had flown out of my pocket with the material and the buttons in had somehow managed to find its way onto the rear derailleur chain ring, and was now firmly embedded in the cogs at the upper end of the range. So it took a little while, but not that long, to pull all the bits of plastic and material and crap out of the chain, and then the gears worked fine. So that was a little bit of bad luck followed by a little bit of good luck, because I was starting to wonder whether I had a serious problem. The plan now is to get to Barclay Homestead Roadhouse at round 2, which is a pretty good run for 270k from Camel Wheel. Then have a shower, get a meal, buy supplies for tomorrow, and try and get into bed by 5 or soon after, 5 p.m. And with the goal of leaving soon after midnight for tomorrow's ride, which is 372 kilometres through across the Barclay Tablelands, where there's absolutely nothing, no cattle stations, no roadhouses, no nothing. And try and get to the other end, to a place called Cape Crawford, before the roadhouse there closes tomorrow night. there's still a whole lot of variables that might mean I can or can't do that. I can't have an opposing wind that would sink me. The road surface might be very rough. It's not a route that I know of any cyclists that have travelled before, although I'm sure somebody has at some point in time. But if it's a very rough road, that sort of slows me down. It is supposed to be sealed. It is supposed to be sealed, but you can't bet. Sometimes the sealed roads are quite rough anyway. And then, and if I can get to Cape Crawford by 6 or 7 tomorrow night, I'll stop there. But anyway, I'll probably give them a call this afternoon just to check on what accommodation they have available and tell them what I'm doing and find out what hours they're open in the evening and the morning. I'll take enough food and drink with me that if I don't make it tomorrow night, I'll stop somewhere short of Cape Crawford in the morning, and with the intention of swinging through after they've opened the roadhouse. I'm probably going to be around 7 o'clock and get a meal and supplies for the balance of that day, because then I've got 270 kilometres to get to Daly Springs, which is the next objective. So I'm a little bit apprehensive about tomorrow. It's quite a big ask, and there are those unknowns. But on the other hand, that makes it a bit more interesting than going the route that I did last time, much of which I also travelled a few years ago when I rode from Adelaide to Darwin up the Stuart Highway. That's it for now.